The Survivor Specialist Phil and Tegwith are back with another episode of Everything You Need to Know About. And today we are talking about Chrissy Hoffbeck, who we are finally getting back on our screens. First time since season 35, Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers, which is still the dumbest name ever. She's here, 54 years old now. She was 46 the last time she played. I believe she's the second oldest person on this season. I could be wrong on that, but I think by birth date, I think she is the second oldest here. I have to check that because I need to make sure I'm right. But she loses to Ben 5-2-1. It's very controversial. She's tied for the record for most individual immunity challenge wins by a woman. Oldest woman to do it, to hit four. Out of all the people, I'm seeing if there's any other trivia here. But what do we think about Chrissy's chances on this game? Because it seemed like when she didn't get the votes at the end, were people voting for Ben because of all the advantage getting stuff, or was it her social game? And do you think that she looked back on that and said, if I would have been a little bit different to Joe Mena, maybe I get this vote. Even if Joe's a pain in the ass, and I've had Joe on a couple times, but even if he's a little annoying, if I would have been a little different to him, maybe I get that vote. What do you think Chrissy needs to do, and what kind of chances are you giving her right now as who was a challenge beast but is now mid-50s coming into the season?
Yeah, I think this is really interesting because not to steer away from her, but seeing so many challenge beasts come back, such as Colby, Stephanie, Chrissy, Ozzy, and just be a little bit older than they were when they last played, I think is going to be very interesting because people who obviously we know Joe, who is in his, I think, 50s, was the challenge beast of season 48. So I'm very excited to see how these former challenge beasts stack up to like the new era contestants. And I'm really excited to see that. Chrissy, I am very interested in seeing her play because I think that's a very good, very interesting point. Just like if her social game had just been slightly better, were the people voting for Ben or against Chrissy, I think is a really interesting topic. I love Chrissy. I think that she is a really fun player and has a lot to bring to the table. And I think that there is, obviously she's talked about quite a bit within the Survivor community as somebody who was potentially robbed. I don't love using that word, but potentially robbed because of the fire making challenge. And it was like her game to lose had that fire making challenge like not been there. But I do think that it has been quite some time since Heroes, Healers, Hustlers, and it, you know, was not a super well received season. Now I don't think that the players are going to be blinded by how a season was received, you know, if it was a while ago. I think that they're going to see every single person out there, hopefully maybe for what they can potentially bring to the table rather than what they, you know, did bring to the table. But I do think that because her season had, what was it, 10 plus years ago, something like that? 7 years ago?
I have the thing. So it's 35, so it aired in 2017.
Yeah, so about seven, like, 8 years ago.
8 years ago, yeah.
Like, I think there's been enough time to where if season 50 had happened in season 40, she would have been the number one target. But I think that she is going to be able to hide behind some other people. Now, obviously, it just totally depends on her social game. And I brought this up before. She's had a double mastectomy since, you know, she's been on the show. So she now has a different outlook on life. I mean, you know, going through a very serious medical procedure, a serious surgery like this, you're going to have a different outlook on life, which also means I think you're going to play the game slightly differently than you did previously. So all of this to say, I think that Chrissy is coming in ready and willing to show people that she is strong, she is powerful, and that she can go the distance. And I think that she will make that happen for herself. And I do think that she will have learned maybe from her mistakes from her previous season.
Yeah, I think it'll be very interesting to see how the real life thing impacts her, because in 2023, I'm reading on her wiki here. It's like in 2023, she revealed that she'd be going a preventative bilateral mastectomy. So you think about that and you think about how Ethan was, right, when he came back for 40 and it was the first time we'd seen him play since he had, you know, survived cancer and everything like that. It's always interesting to see like how these people play differently after a real life experience, even more so than just like years off. Right. I'm very amped to see Jenna Lewis play. Like, I'm so ready. I was rewatching a Borneo episode, the one where she doesn't get her loved one video. And I'm like, man, she does have more game than people give her credit for. She's one of the only people playing in season one, but she hasn't gone through something like what Chrissy's gone through here. And Chrissy, I think your point there of if she had played on season 40, she's such a big target. I don't know how people are going to view Chrissy at this point. Because the other thing that's kind of working either for or against her is, yes, she was solid and maybe people feel she was raw, but she did lose to who a lot of people don't feel is a great winner. Personally, I think Ben's game is actually very good. And I know people are like, well, the advantages and all that. But I think Ben did a really good job. And I think allowing him to play double agent was arguably Chrissy's biggest mistake in the game, because that really helped him get further. However, is she going to be seen as big of a threat now that people have seen Ben play a second time on Winners at War? And, you know, he was really drawing dead. And that's why he ultimately pretty much says, just vote me out, guys. Let Sarah go, because I can't win. Yeah, she won 4 challenges, but I don't think anybody's looking at Chrissy saying, oh man, she's going to beat the crap out of us in these challenges again. Great at puzzles. So I'm so up in the air on where Chrissy is going to land on this season. And in a good way, though. Like, I feel like you're right. If we had seen her already, like in 40, we all would have known how everybody's going to feel about her. I don't know how people are going to feel about Chrissy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had the pleasure to meet her at a couple of events. She's wonderful. She's so nice. We were water buddies at a bar one time. We were both just drinking water all night, and she would come up and we would give her water. And we just had a blast talking and chatting about life and Survivor and all that stuff. And so, you know, obviously being at a bar and playing Survivor are two very different things, but you know, you can kind of see how somebody's social game might, you know, compare or might translate onto an island based on how they are at a bar when it's loud and you're talking and all that stuff. And she really, we had a very real conversation at this bar. It was the season 44 finale. And very real, very great conversation. And so I do think that, you know, with that information, she is good at, you know, building a bridge, building a bond, even in a loud environment where, you know, so much is going on and all that stuff. And I do think that's a really good thing to have. That's a very good skill to have. And so I think also something to think about is the Rick Devens. I know this is not the Rick Devens podcast, but I'm just a little comparison. Rick Devens went into the game. He got voted out. And he went into the game after he got back in from the Edge of Extinction playing like a second time player, mm-hmm. because he knew what it felt like to be blindsided. He knew what it felt like to be voted out. He knew what it felt like to be on the outs. Now, Chrissy has never been voted out, right? Because she made it to the end, but she was betrayed. There was a betrayal, right? Ben, am I remembering this correctly? Like Ben, it was a double agent, and Ben ended up like, they ended up in like a minority. Ryan and
yeah, so Chrissy, it's the part in the game where it really changes for her is when Chrissy goes to vote out Joe, and it's JP who goes, and then the next one Joe goes, and Chrissy's voting for Ashley, and Ben votes for Joe in that tribal council, and that's on day 30 when Joe goes.
So I think that like having a relationship of somebody that you thought you were working with, and then you know you're not actually in tandem, you're not actually this is my adversary. I think, and I might be misremembering, but I'm pretty sure that's how it happened. I think that'll come to your advantage because people learn from their mistakes, whether or not they actually act upon that. Like they know what happened and they're able to build upon that or they're able to fix it. And I do think that's will be a good thing for her. You know, I think that being blindsided or being, you know, not being able to vote in the right way, however it is, you kind of pick up on these subtle body, like the body language, all that stuff. And I do think that's going to be a benefit to her. And again, like I said, I think this time difference, the space in between the last time she played, I think is really going to help her as well.
Yeah. So I want to talk quickly about her post-merge challenge run, just so people understand how good it is, because I'm agreeing with what you're saying there. And I think this will like come into play. She won 8 of the 15 challenges.
She's incredible.
Yeah. When you count rewards and immunity, she literally won 8 of 15. She won more than she lost. She wasn't on some scrawny ass tribe. She had Ben, she had Joe Mena, she had JP, she had Desi. I mean, like, I know Desi goes very early, but she had Desi there.
Yeah.
So she had a lot of people. Ashley was good at challenges. Devin, right? I mean, like, you're talking, this is a pretty loaded cast from what should have been a challenge perspective, and she wins 8 of the 15.
Yeah.
My biggest concern, though, and as you're talking about her, you know, she's been blindsided. She learned from that. My biggest concern for her is, will she feel that because she was robbed, there's not much that she needs to change? Because it is very much like, if you only look at the Twitter sphere, if you only look at Reddit, Chrissy was robbed. I think Ben played a winning game. I made that argument back during 35. Like, I think Ben played a winning game. I think it came down to the social, and I think Ben just made better relationships on that journey. Not saying Chrissy was bad. I just think Ben made better ones.
Mm-hmm.
But will she have in her head, I got robbed. Now I just need to play against somebody who doesn't find all these idols and all these advantages? Or will she say, what could I actually have done better to change up that game? Because if she plays the same game but says, I was blindsided, now I'm going to be a little bit more ruthless, we see really good players play more ruthless, and it's probably a bad comparison. But like, think about what Russell does in Heroes Villains. He plays a more ruthless version of his Samoa game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an asshole. Like, yeah, he's brutal in that season. The way he talks to Rupert, the way he talks to Sandra, the way he treats Danielle, like, it's really hard to watch. Now, I'm not saying Chrissy would get to that point,
right?
But Chrissy's a businesswoman, right? Mm-hmm. Chrissy has that. So what do you think about all that?
I think that's a very interesting perspective that I had not thought about, where, like, just truly the, like, if everyone tells you you're robbed, then why do you need to change the game that you had already played? I think that that is a very real, like, fear. I also think, though, that she is, while she is a businesswoman, she can be very ruthless. I do think that she is very smart. And she, I think she has been on, I think she's been known about going out there for quite some time, because there have been multiple interviews where Jeff was like, oh, I'm so sorry, Chrissy, like, apologizing, right? Which it was my first indication that Chrissy was going to go out there, was like, why is Jeff talking, like, mm-hmm. saying sorry to Chrissy? He did that for Vesepia too, but
and that didn't work out, although we thought it was going to in our yeah. guest the cast
that didn't so work out. But hey, we got one out of two. Yeah. But I really think that, like, if you really felt like you were gonna go out there, you were gonna do your research and work out and all of the things that you do to prepare for Survivor, I really think that she would rewatch her season like a football player watches their old tape.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, so that was good, but clearly, why did this person vote for me? I could even see her reaching out to people that she had played with. I don't think you're technically allowed to do this, but be like, hey, why did you end up voting the other way? Like, I could see her. She, while she is a businesswoman and can be very, very ruthless, she also brings smarts to the game and has that ability to really kind of, I think, get really deep. And I think that could be an advantage. She could also get into her head and do, like, too much. But yeah. I don't know. I could see her really kind of going into that season and going, yes, I may have been robbed, but what can I do differently? I really don't think – maybe I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt, but I really don't think she's going to look at that and be like, I'm perfect. You can't change anything. I'm amazing. She's had enough time to really think about it, sit on this information that she lost. It didn't just happen. You know, she's had that time to really think about her game.
Yeah, she ended up getting 7 votes on her season and very nearly went at 2 tribal councils. And obviously, we also know at the Katrina tribal council that she was in hot water there too, episode number 1. Mm-hmm. The Rourke boot is a 3-2 where Ryan ultimately flips, because Chrissy is the oldest or the only woman to ever get the super idol, which she gets with Ryan, right? Or gets it from Ryan. I haven't watched Heroes Healers Hustle in a while, but she gets it from Ryan, I believe. I know. Can you believe it? I know. It's like not watching Tavia. But so, like,
fake shock voice.
It ultimately doesn't happen, right? Like, she doesn't do anything with the super idol, but she is able to build a relationship with Ryan that ultimately leads to Rourke's boot. And then at the boot of Jessica, right before the merge, Cole, Desi, Jessica, Joe, Mike all vote against her. Mm-hmm. And again, it's kind of that relationship she made with Ryan that keeps her in the game. From there on, she doesn't get another vote, but she only gets 2 to win against, you know, and Ryan gets 1 at that final tribal council as well. So I'm sure, I mean, I know you said, I don't know if you're allowed to. The players are talking to you. Why didn't you vote for me? Why'd you vote for this person? What's up? Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? I mean, that's fair game in my opinion. I think that everybody's doing that. So I'm curious what Chrissy will do, right? She has 5 tribal wins, 8 individual wins, 7 votes against. So she also has had some near, like, she's been betrayed. She voted 3 times for people who played idols. 3 times. Okay. That's a lot when you consider how many votes she had. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. She cast a vote at 9 tribal councils. 3 of them, she voted for somebody who played an idol. So that's, I mean, that's pretty crazy. So she's kind of been through the ringer. And I do think HHH is a little bit of an underrated season because it's a little chaotic, but it's overshadowed by people being like, advantage, get in. Ben was, it was rigged for Ben, which I don't think it was. She also, though, has played in a season where she played the game not knowing that there was going to be fire. And she's coming out to play the season not knowing if there's going to be fire or not.
Oh, God, I didn't even think of that.
Wouldn't that be ironic if Chrissy ends up getting voted out at Final Four because she can't make fire?
Oh, my God. That would be – that's a nightmare scenario. This is the bad place. If that's how it happens, like, that would be brutal.
You want the real nightmare scenario?
Sheree gets voted out
in fourth with no fire. That's the real nightmare scenario.
That we would never hear the end of that.
That's the real nightmare scenario.
The internet would break. Kim Kardashian photo with the champagne on her butt. Who? It's serene.
Yeah, this would be it.
The internet would tumble after that. Yeah, that'd be a nightmare. No, I really think here's the thing. I think that Chrissy knows her strengths. I think that she is a businesswoman, and as a daughter of a businesswoman or a former businesswoman, you know, they love criticism. In the way that it makes them better, they love a constructive criticism, and I really think that Chrissy is somebody who will be able to rewatch those tapes and be like, okay, this is what I'll do wrong. This is what I did wrong. This is how we're gonna fix that. Maybe I just have a really high opinion of Chrissy because I really loved, like, truly that conversation is one of my favorites I've ever had with anybody. So I think that bias does come into play here a little bit for me. But I do think that she has the ability to get far. Now, do I think she's going to win? No, I don't, because I do think that if people get to the end and they see Chrissy sitting near them and they're like, oh gosh, I don't know that I want somebody who famously was robbed to be sitting next to me. Because what if people choose her over me because they just liked her game last time more? You know, that is could be a real fear that people have. So I think that she could be in, like, the fallen angel position. Like, I could see her going far and then getting voted out, like, sixth or like coming in fifth or sixth place because people just don't want to sit next to her at Final Tribal Council.
I feel like Chrissy has a little bit of an uphill battle to get to the end. I agree with you on that. I don't think she has an uphill battle early on, right? She's sociable. She's 54, but so is three other people on the cast, I think. Coach is 53, so she might even have things in common with Coach. Mm-hmm. Who the hell knows? And so I do think that Chrissy's in an interesting spot where she's an older woman, but people have seen her be good at challenges. Mm-hmm. She's social enough, and she's on a cast that's very old. The oldest, I think, in the history of Survivor. Mm-hmm. And so that's all working in her favor. I see her doing pretty well in the pre-merge phase. I don't see her being one of the first boots. She's also played on a season that was heavily influenced by advantages, right? So she's seen a lot of advantages. She's seen how things have shaken out. She saw Lauren Rimmer get voted out with one vote. She's played on that type of season. But I do feel that the closer you get to the end of the game, the bigger threat she becomes. She starts to fall into that Suri category of, and I think Suri beats her every time, but she starts to fall into that category of, do we want her to keep going? Should we get rid of her now? She was able to win immunities, all that stuff. And at 46 years old, she beat the shit out of a lot of strong guys, like I already said. So she can beat these older strong guys, right? She can beat Colby, who couldn't finish better than sixth place in any challenge in Heroes Villains, even when there were only five people left. Like, he was brutal. So I agree with that sentiment of, how does she get to the end? If she gets there, everybody on this season's a threat if they sit at Final Three, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But how does she get there? Such an uphill battle for her.
It's such an uphill battle. And I think it just really depends on who she aligns herself with. If she aligns herself with somebody, if she's able to align herself with somebody who is a larger target than her. So if she's in a very tight duo where, you know, maybe it's Chrissy and Suri, like, and that's the duo. And if that is the way, then Suri goes out. If people see Chrissy and Suri working really closely together, there are seven people left in the game, and two of them are Chrissy and Suri. You got to get one of them out at that point because you don't want them to go to the end. And so if I see those two, I'm going to go for Suri first. That just makes more sense. And then all of a sudden, Chrissy's at, you know, five, six. She's a single number. Oh, maybe there's another duo we need to go for. She then is just used to the end. And then it just so happens because of that alliance, because she was the lower target in that alliance, she's able to go sit at the end and potentially win.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say this, though, and I want to throw this out there because I want everybody to know. Chrissy could end up being the villain of the season as well, though. She absolutely could. And I think that's something that people will underestimate here, because I do think that there's a little rose colored glasses with her social game in Heroes, Healers, Hustlers. And I'm not saying, like, again, I think I also have met Chrissy, and Chrissy's awesome.
No, you're right.
Awesome. But she could absolutely be the villain on this season, but she'd be the villain on the season who wins too. Like, that could happen, because she could do the Sandra thing of, I'm going to go talk to Rupert's stupid ass. I'm going to go talk to Colby's stupid ass. And that's what gets the votes at the end. I could see Chrissy doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I could totally see that too. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think she's going to be an angel all the way through. I really think that she's going to be in there to play the game and could potentially be like a, what we call in the new era, a villain, which is not how the villains used to be portrayed. Yeah. But like, you know, someone where we get her backstory, but she also is blindsiding her number one. Like, I could totally see that happening. And I'm low key excited about it. I really hope that she's not an early boot. I really hope that she's able to at least bring something to her tribe early on, which I definitely think she, like, 8 years is really not that long. And you know, I really think that she's been preparing for this. And so I think that she's going to be able to bring something to her tribe to, so that like people aren't going to want to vote her out. She's great at puzzles. She is strong. She's good at so many things. And I really think that that'll be an asset early on.
Yeah. I think you're onto something there. And I think Chrissy, for me, I think is like 16th place at worst, unless she's on a disaster tribe that loses the first five individual or tribal immunities or something like that. So
I think you're probably right.
All right. Well, that's everything you need to know about Chrissy. So Tegwith, you only have two of these left. So I need to remember to put the Chrissy one out now when you only have two of these left. But thank you all so much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And yeah, we will see you all next time with another episode of Everything You Need to Know About.